am so excited. I'm here with Nadia and Patty from Napa County Public Health. Welcome. How are you doing today?
Hi, good. Happy to be here.
Good. Tell us a little bit about what you do over at Public Health.
Hi, so I'm Nadia. I am a community health assistant with Public Health, primarily working with the COVID team doing community outreach.
Perfect. And that's exactly what we're doing here today. How about you, Patty? What do you do over there?
I do health education for all the public health programs. There's 17 of them. But yeah, I work very closely with the COVID-19 team. So that's why I'm here today.
Fantastic. And that is exactly what we are here to talk about today, because I know we've been talking about COVID for what, 2-3 years, it seems like endlessly, but it's still really, really important no matter how long it seems like it's been going on, and it shifts and morphs and changes, and we want to still keep people up on the cusp of what kind of the latest information is. So Nadia, tell us a little bit about kind of what's going on this winter. We were talking last month about the tridemic that was going on with flu, COVID, and RSV. Mm-hmm. What do we need to know about these days?
Yeah, so we wanted to just touch on some of the winter viruses going around, like we talked about last time with the tripledemic. That's essentially just touching on the three main circulating viruses right now that are the flu, COVID, and RSV, which is respiratory syncytial virus. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of questions, especially around RSV, which essentially is a really common respiratory virus that causes mild cold-like symptoms. Most people recover in a week or two, but it can be very serious, especially for infants, young children, and older adults.
Okay.
And same thing with the flu. It's really common, we all know, but it can be very serious, and every year people are hospitalized and people die. So it is something we have to be monitoring and taking seriously.
Right. And even though that's one we've known about for years, it's one that every year we get our flu shot, and it's just kind of become a part of our way of life. How do we know the difference between these? What should we be doing? And tell us a little bit about, I heard something about wastewater surveillance. I don't know if that sounds awesome or gross.
Yeah. It is pretty unique. Wastewater surveillance essentially is when our wastewater is monitored, and it captures the levels of different viruses in a specific population. So, you know, often, for example, with COVID, we have the statistics of how many people are testing positive with PCR tests, which are the lab tests.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people nowadays are using at-home tests. So
right.
Those numbers aren't really captured. So with wastewater, you really get an accurate view of an entire population. And we've seen a trend in Napa. There's a very large uptick in all three of those viruses, so COVID, flu, and RSV. And we just want to let the community know that, you know, viruses are increasing, and it's a trend that's happening across the country, not just here. And especially when it comes to young children, something really interesting is we don't have any pediatric hospital beds here in Napa.
Oh,
so
we
it's
don't.
Really okay. important to protect all populations,
right.
but especially the young children who, you know, they'd have to be transferred elsewhere.
Oh my gosh, I had no idea. Okay, yeah, I think that's great. So they're monitoring they have surveillance going on our wastewater, so they can kind of get a feel for our community and those numbers. And how great is that? I love that. Very cool. Because you're right. It seemed like last January, the lines to get tested were super long everywhere you went. It was hard to get appointments. And nowadays with the free tests that you can get, it seems like people they're testing, but they're just not being reported probably.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. So tell us a little bit about vaccines. Because again, a couple years ago, that was something we were hearing, you know, just endlessly, which was great. And it certainly was helpful and driving the point home and all that. What do we need to know about them now?
Mm-hmm. So we've all been hearing a lot about vaccines. It's a point that's been driven home by many different groups on and on. But, you know, like I said, there is a COVID surge expected this winter season. It's already happening along with other viruses. So really, we know that exposure is going to happen. And really, vaccination is our best tool for staying protected. As we know, getting vaccinated protects against severe illness, even if you've already had COVID. If you have had COVID recently, you may consider delaying your next vaccine by about 3 months from when your symptoms start or from when you tested positive. And for people who are moderately or severely immunocompromised, they have some different recommendations that they should check in with their doctor to identify what is right for them in terms of vaccines. Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, I got my vaccines early on. I got the double, both of them, and then I got boosted, but it's been a while. And so you're saying that just because I did that a while ago, while that was a good thing, I'm not done.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I need to get off my butt and go get it done again. What for someone like me that went and did it when everybody was like, oh, yay, we can get vaccinated now. What do we need to know now as far as what should we be doing?
Yeah. So there have been many iterations, many vaccines, as we have seen, many boosters. So a lot of people who've already received COVID vaccines, sometimes they're hesitant or just have questions about the need to even get another booster. You may have heard of the bivalent boosters. Mm-hmm. These are pretty new as of a couple months ago. And these offer extra protection against the newer Omicron variants. And essentially, any person who has received their primary series or their very first their first two vaccines mm-hmm. is eligible for a bivalent booster. And we know that while vaccines are our best tool for protection, their protection does decrease over time. So getting a booster is just keeping our defenses stronger, gives us an extra layer of protection this holiday season. So we recommend everybody.
So kind of like we get our flu shot yearly. We don't mm-hmm. say, oh, I got that flu shot last year. I don't need it again. Okay,
yeah.
Well, that makes sense. So Patty, tell us a little bit about what we can do as far as testing goes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's probably going to be a time, like Nadia was saying, where you're gonna have been exposed to something, you'll start getting maybe some symptoms. You're like, oh, is it flu? Is it RSV? Is it COVID?
Especially being right in the thick of the holiday season and the gatherings. And
you're gonna be hanging out with people. We've all, you know, tried to adjust our lives moving forward along with COVID and all the other viruses that we have around us. So it's just a matter of just being diligent on top of our health, right? Like we would go to get our annual exams with our doctors, you know, or physicals. We're going to probably take a COVID-19 test if we have any symptoms, just to rule that out. That's going to be a tool that we can use to help us be like, okay, so maybe it's not COVID, maybe it's a flu. So we call our provider.
Okay.
You know?
Right. So, you know, the days of when we could say like, oh, the pandemic and the lockdown and those dark, bleak days of 2020, those might be over, but really this is just becoming kind of part of our lives.
It's part of our lives. I think this
is not going away.
We're folding it in, right? We're just folding it in like anything else.
Yep.
And we're continuing, we're living our lives, but we're being diligent about just acknowledging the fact like, oh, I have symptoms, like maybe because they can overlap, right? Flu,
right.
COVID, some RSV, they're all respiratory viruses. And so we can expect that some of the symptoms may be similar.
Okay.
So, you know, maybe we're going to take a test. And let's say that we don't rule out COVID. We know, okay, we're positive.
So then what can you do to treat it?
What do you do to treat it? You know, now we have a lot of, treatment that's available in in the United States in general, especially in California. So we want to make sure that we're taking advantage of the tools that we have, you know? So if we don't have a doctor that we go to that can prescribe us a treatment option, It's really accessible now. You can go to OptumServe, which is by the DMV.
Okay.
They're a test to treat site, so you get tested, and then they can also prescribe you treatment at the same time during that visit. And so you can go home with a prescribed treatment medication for COVID-19. And that's going to be super helpful, not just for, you know, the person that's positive, but especially if you're like 65 and older, it's definitely recommended that you get treatment so that it can shorten the time that you have COVID for. Because, you know, nowadays, like, we are kind of stuck and isolated at home for, you know, over a week. Because a lot of the time people don't test out. Like, at your fifth day, you're still testing positive, and it's likely that can happen.
What? So if someone does test positive, obviously you want to get treatment. But what is the protocol now? Like, let's say you get those two lines. Is it still you have to stay isolated for 10 days? Or what is the protocol at this point?
Yeah. Like, if you've been exposed, you don't have to isolate anymore. Mm-hmm. You test on day 5. If you're negative, you keep going along your business. But if you test positive, you do need to isolate for 5 days. If you test on the 5th day and it's negative, you can basically test out of isolation. You're just going to be wearing a mask for 10 days around others. But let's say that you test positive, you need to stay isolated for the whole 10 days.
Okay.
Yeah, so that would be a requirement then. But, you know, like for a workplace and things like that, every workplace can have a different rule or regulation. Like some may say, even though you test a negative on day 5, like you still have to isolate for 10 days, and that's kind of their prerogative to a certain extent. So that's just something that you want to be mindful of. But overall, if you don't test out by day 5, you're still isolating for 10 days.
Okay, well, that sounds good. So let me take a quick break, and then if you'll be willing to stay with me, I'd love to talk a little bit more about some guidance, some tips for these seasons, and also where we have some upcoming vaccine clinics that are going on in the Valley. Sound good? Mm-hmm. All right, here we go.
It's the Afternoon Mix on The Vine.
99.3 The Vine. This is Robin with you, and I am here with Nadia and Patty from Napa County Public Health. We've been talking a little bit about things we need to know as a community as we head into winter, as we head into the holiday season regarding not only COVID-19, but the winter viruses, the flu, RSV, all these things that we've got that we are just, as Patty said, folding into our lives because we are out of the lockdown part of COVID, thank goodness, and we are gathering and all that other good stuff, But it's still something we need to be cautious of, wary of, and have, you know, some knowledge of as well. So, Nadia, tell us a little bit about some of these winter safety and virus protection tips. What can we do to just kind of keep in the forefront of our mind?
Yeah, so the CDPH issued 5 tips for winter safety and virus protection, and we wanted to share them with the community. The first one we just talked about briefly on the past segment, it basically is staying up to date on your vaccines, including boosters, and seeking treatment. The next one is staying home if you're sick and you test positive for COVID. Like Patty mentioned with isolation, if you do test positive for COVID, you should be isolating for at least 5 days. Test on day 5. If you're positive and you need to continue for the 10 days, if you're negative, regardless, you still need to wear a mask for the full 10 days. That goes into the next tip, which is wearing a mask. Nowadays, like we mentioned, we've been seeing rates of COVID, RSV, flu really spike up, and we will protect you against those and all respiratory diseases. So it's highly recommended that you try to wear one, especially if you're in very crowded indoor spaces or if you've been exposed to COVID-19.
So they're not mandated anymore like they once were, but it's still a really great idea to protect just from really all of these things.
Yes, especially if you yourself or someone in your household is immunocompromised, mm-hmm. or you have, you know, elderly folks or really young children, it's especially a good idea.
I'm definitely seeing more and more people wearing them once again out mm-hmm. in the community, whether it's in stores or I substitute teach and I'm out in the schools all the time. And it seems like every class has a few.
Yeah, I've noticed that too.
Yeah. Okay, what else?
Yeah, so continuing to wash those hands and using some hand sanitizer if you can't wash your hands. And, you know, the basics, covering your cough and your sneeze. Like, these are very basic things that we can do.
Things we've always known, but sometimes it's just good to have the reminder.
Yes, they do. They really do make a difference. And we did want to mention, so most of these tips are in the Smarter Plan, which you may have heard of. It's California's COVID-19 response that we're looking at now.
Okay.
But in addition, essentially, we just want to make sure that everybody is aware and is prepared and ready. So that includes knowing where to seek treatment in advance, having tests, or knowing where to get tested so that if you do have symptoms or you do test positive, you know what to do and how to be prepared.
And you've got a plan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Okay. And so then let's say that you do, you're trying to be cautious and you're trying to make sure that you're not testing positive. Or if you are, you're certainly not down and out. So we have some vaccine clinics. I myself was mentioning I was so diligent about it at first and then realized, oh yeah, I guess I probably should go back and do it again, kind of like the re-upping with your flu vaccine. Where are some of these upcoming vaccine clinics that we can go to?
Yeah, there's a good amount coming up. There's some up Valley. We got one actually today at St. Helena High School, 3:30 to 5:30. If you're 5 years and up, you can go.
So if you're up in that area, get down there right now.
Go.
Yeah. You're there. You're good till 5:30.
Yeah. And sometimes they have goodies. Like they'll have a guy that's handing out like treats and things like that.
Good.
Tuesday, December 13th, which is tomorrow, St. Helena Hospital will be at the Napa Farmers Market, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. Good. Wednesday, December 14th in Calistoga at the elementary school, 3:30 to 5:30. We just walk on in. December 19th, they'll be at Las Flores Community Center.
Oh, right on Linda Vista.
Yep, right on Linda Vista, 3:30 to 5:30. Tuesday, December 20th, we'll be at St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic Church, 3 to 5.
And that's the one over on Elm Street, right? Right downtown. Okay, so we've got kind of North Napa. We've got downtown Napa. That one's... Those are Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah. And then we have the Up Valley Clinics. And then who are you going to call if you have any questions? Napa County Public Health. Feel free to give us a call at 707-253-4540 for any specific questions. Maybe you have a child that's under five and you're looking for a clinic because all of these are five plus.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
You know, give us a call and we can help you out. Visit our website, countyofnapa.org, if you have any additional questions. And just know that, you know, we're here for the community. That's our whole purpose. We're here to support you in whatever questions
you have. Don't hesitate to call or look up the website. That's your whole point, is to be here to help us.
We're here for you.
Okay, great. So once again, like that would be www.countyofnapa.org. It's got all this information as well, along with their phone number, which is 707-253-4540. Thank you, ladies, so much for joining us. That was Napa County Public Health. That was Nadia and Patty. I really appreciate you guys coming in and giving us some much-needed reminders.
Thank you, Robin.
Oh, you're welcome. So, everyone, go on out and get those vaccines again.